Welcome back to Neville Arena. Tigers defeat Southern Illinois 65-31 to start off 2024 and 2025 1-0. Welcome in courtside here at Neville Arena on the Regions Bank postgame show. Britt Bowen joined by associate head coach Demetri Buchanan. Coach D, heck of a start, 1-0. I know a lot to improve upon tonight. Your thoughts on this one tonight, Coach?
I'm glad we can pull out the win. It was definitely a hard-fought game. We knew that it was going to be that. We knew Southern Illinois played a similar style to what we want to do. We're all cut from the same cloth, so yeah. We knew we were going to have to come out here and try to be the more aggressive team.
Dive deeper into that, cut from the same cloth with Coach Kelly Bond-White. I know she was your coach at Texas A&M, a colleague of Coach Jay. When you say a similar style, do you mean on the defensive end? And how were they able to disrupt some tonight?
Yes, absolutely. Last season, they led the conference, I believe, in steals. Yeah. So that's something that they really pride themselves on, is taking you out of your offense and not letting you do what you want to do. Pride themselves on ball pressure. And so we knew we had to try to have some poise and just slow down and try to get into our sets and do what we want to do regardless of the pressure that we were going to face.
From a scouting perspective, I thought this game was going to be interesting. Yes, Auburn, I thought, was familiar with the style of play, but the personnel, this was almost an entirely new team for Southern Illinois.
Yeah,
and Uchenna, I mean, she was a great player, disrupting all night. They had a lot of different pieces. What were some of the adjustments you all had to make to their game plan?
But really, we just had to kind of slow down and just rebound. At halftime, we were down one on the boards. And seems like we out rebounded them by 12. So, you know, personnel wise, we knew we were going to kind of get a feel for who could do what, you know, being that it was a brand new team. We had to dig on Instagram and all kinds of things to get film on a lot of these new players. But of course, you know, that could be deceiving. You don't know how that translates to the collegiate level. So we knew we were going to have to kind of go through the game and adjust. And our girls did that.
Game was a slow start offensively, but I thought the defense was consistent throughout. When the game is slow offensively, what do you have to do as a team to stay poised, stay calm, and know when it's going to come? Because it did come, and it came from everybody.
Yeah, you just got to get to your spots and, you know, do what we practice. Like I said, we knew they were going to try to take away ball reversals on us. Yeah. And being that they are a pressure team, we knew we had to kind of try to get in the paint with drives and with post-entry passes. And, you know, this year we have Deanna and O in the paint, and we posted Taysom. So that became a huge adjustment for us, is just trying to get it inside.
What did you think of the post play tonight working with the bigs? I thought Auburn cleaned up the glass well and had some success.
Yeah, I mean, our girls came and they did what they do every day. Yeah. Dee kind of had to settle down in the second half a little bit. She's been battling a little bit of a bug. Not injury, but she's been sick. And so second half, she was able to come out and just, you know, get some offensive rebounds and easy putbacks. Tay, we posted her a few times, and she was able to get post-entry fouls. And, she scored, I think, the first bucket of the second half. She took a little bit of a butt-chewing at halftime. and she responded well to that. Yeah. And that's what we needed to see, just as far as the maturity of her and how her game has grown since she's gotten here.
Overall, I'll leave you with this. What did you like most about your execution tonight? What did you do best tonight in week one? I know it's game one.
I don't know if I like the execution.
You didn't like a whole lot tonight. All right. So what do you build upon? But here's the thing, though. You appreciate that. You appreciate the honesty, because there's an expectation of excellence. That's what you're striving for. So what do you build on off of tonight, Coach?
We're just going to, you know, go back and watch the film and see what we can do better. I think it just really starts with us getting to our spots.
Yeah.
You know, there were times when poor Jordan had, you know, as a freshman point guard, she had a lot of pressure on us, or pressure on her, and we were walking around not getting to our spots when she was calling plays. And so we just got to be able to hustle, get to our spots, and set up screens, wait on screens, and just run things with precision.
Coach D, thank you. 1-0.
All right.
Enjoy it. Back
to
work tomorrow. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers associate head coach Demetri Buchanan. Always appreciate the assistant with the scout joining us here on the Regions Bank postgame show, breaking down the game for us. Tigers win it tonight 65-31. Auburn finished the game on an 18-3 run. And hats off to Southern Illinois. They gave Auburn some trouble, especially in the first half. Game traded the lead, or changed the leads at least six times in this game tonight, but Auburn able to run away with it with defense tonight. That's what set the tone And here to talk about it is Tigers head coach Johnny Harris here on the Regions Bank postgame show. Tonight's postgame interview with Coach Jay is brought to you by the Vance Law Firm, the official injury law firm of Auburn Athletics. Dial 3 for me, 334-333-3333. We welcome in the head coach, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Talked to Coach D. I know there was a lot of things the coaching staff I know wanted to clean up throughout the night, but the one thing that was consistent, Coach, was the effort, and it was the defense, the foundation that you want to play with. I thought you had throughout the game tonight, Coach.
Absolutely. We want to set the tone defensively, and I thought we did that. They scored 7 points in the first quarter and 8 in the second quarter. And, you know, we just had to get going offensively and score off there. We missed some easy buckets early, but we were able to settle down in that second quarter and get things going offensively.
Southern Illinois switched to a zone. What adjustments did you have to make in that second quarter to find that success? Because Celia and Audia, once they got going, they were the spark of this game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they've been hitting shots in practice, and, you know, Audia's been really – have been coming along and working hard on the defensive end, and I thought she was really good. I mean, we're going to look at her point score, but she got a couple of steals in there. Yeah. She stepped in there and took a charge. She was denying out, so I thought she played a really good overall game.
You mentioned, you told me on Tiger Talk that you wanted to see more charges tonight. Did you see that out of your team? I saw two or three out there.
I did. I saw two or three. Duhon took one. Yep. I think O stepped in there and took one. So, yeah, we have to rely on our help because of the way we play, our pressure. So people are going to take us off the bounce, and so we have to rely on our help.
Lead changed 6 times in the first half. It was 27-15 at the half. Thought you made some good adjustments at halftime going to the third quarter because Auburn's defense, they allowed no easy shots in the third. That's when you saw that lead starting to build. What break down the defensive adjustments that you made or the intensive pressure that you added in the third?
Yeah, I thought we were still – I thought our defense was good throughout. It was pretty consistent throughout. I thought the difference in the second, third, and fourth quarter was that we were making those easy shots. We were getting some good looks and knocking them down. We started getting the ball on the inside and playing inside out. And then, as you say, Adia and Celia knocked down some shots.
Miss Caitlin Duhon last week for the exhibition, and boy, was she a spark for Auburn in the fourth quarter. She finished the night 12 points, 5 of 8 from the field, but she was doing everything, 6 rebounds. And for Caitlin Duhon, you mentioned in the pregame that energy is what she brings. Well, she certainly brought that tonight, Coach.
Absolutely, and that's what we were looking for when it was kind of dead, especially early in the third quarter. I looked at her and I said, I need you to inject some energy in her, and she absolutely did that.
Taylan and Deanna, I thought, did what they did best tonight, and they didn't have to be too big tonight. They had a lot of supporting roles around them, but also one player tonight, Coach, Jordan Hunter, I thought did some really good things as a freshman point guard. I mean, she finished the night 6 rebounds, 6 assists. You combine her with the talents of Marshawn Bostic. You have two good distributors of the basketball finishing with a combined 10 assists tonight, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jordan, she's getting better and better. You know, there's nothing like experience. And I think that it's going to be really good for Jordan and Soraya and Adia going forward. So those kids are working hard, and it's good to see that paying off for them.
All right, moving forward, Coach, what'd you like tonight? What do you want to see improved as you go back to work to practice this week?
You know, I was pretty pleased with our defensive – I was pleased with our effort. I thought we played extremely hard even though we made mistakes. But I was also, you know, pleased with our defense. Our help side has to get better. And then we just have to be more solid on the offensive end. I thought it took us too long to get going.
As I told Coach D, Coach, 1-0. Enjoy the win.
1-0, we're undefeated.
Back to work on Tuesday, tomorrow, and we'll see you back here Friday night for the Tigers' second home game, Coach. Appreciate the visit. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Welcome back inside to Neville Arena. Tigers win it 65-31 here on the Regions Bank postgame show. We're going to be joined by the player of the game tonight, Miss Audia Young, here on the Auburn Sports Network. Audia, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Heck of a game tonight for you. 11 points, a career high, 4 for 6 from the field. You have a deep shot going tonight, too, 3 of 4 from three. Take me through this performance tonight. I mean, we've seen flashes of this at different times last year, but this year a bigger role. Your team needs you right now. You stepped up both last week and this week. How's it feel to be able to step up and perform tonight?
It's good. It's good to know that your hard work paid off, especially just working and improving on both ends of the floor. And I feel like with the performance tonight, I did that. And just being able to have that confidence with shooting the ball.
Well, Coach Shea wasn't just talking about your offense tonight. She was also talking about your defense. You got a charge in there, too, tonight,
yeah,
didn't you?
I used to never take charges, which is crazy, but I do now.
All right, but learning to take those charges, why is that so important for Coach Jay and Coach D and their style of play?
Just with our coaching staff, defense being such a big principle and us being part of our identity, yeah. It's just one of those things where you have to lock in, especially to play for them. And I feel like charges, I've definitely learned, it opens up the game in a variety of different ways.
All right. And for you also, I mean, you're coming off an injury two seasons ago. You were out with an Achilles, and you were back last year, played in spots, played 13 games. But still, and seeing you healthy, it didn't look like you were ever fully yourself last year. And
yeah.
Now one full year removed from that, Audia, what's it like to be back and feel comfortable within your own skin out on the floor again?
It's definitely a relief. Of course, like, it takes time coming back from injury and just being able to have that confidence back and being comfortable on the court.
Yeah.
So it was fun, honestly. I'm excited for the rest of the season. And like I said, just working in the off season, working, trying to get back into my element. And I feel like I've definitely started to do that.
How'd it feel to knock down a big three tonight?
Oh, it was great. Yeah. I mean, I loved every second of it.
Well, and that's the thing. That's what I was so excited that everyone in this arena and everyone listening to the broadcast tonight could hear it, because Audie, we've seen this from you in practice. We know what you're capable of, and to do it in a game I know is special. And for you, I have to ask you, I'll leave you with this. You know, your mom obviously was a great year. You wear number 21. You know, what's it like to get to represent that number and you growing up loving Auburn?
It's definitely – I'm honored, of course. It's definitely special, especially for me and my family, being able to represent my family properly, especially, like, with the game today, my mom being here as well. It's definitely heartwarming, and I appreciate everyone and my mom coming as well.
Well, go be with mom. Go be with your teammates. Enjoy this win tonight. Congratulations, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
And Tigers player of the game, Audia Young, as the Tigers win it tonight, 65.